In the last day or two, the MLBPA finally fired a proposal back at the owners and Manfred, but it was pretty interesting. Give us some of the trouble spots in that 114-game proposal from the players.
Well, the biggest one is the 114 games, so you know that means they're playing regular season games through October, and in the postseason will be in November. So the biggest problem with that, you know, forget the weather, you know, playing in that late in the year, but the pandemic. The owners are terrified that there'll be a second wave of the virus. All the health officials tell them that is coming with the flu season. So if they play regular season games, the owners tell us that they're going to lose money for every regular season game, and then you lose the postseason, that's $1 billion right there. So it would crush the owners. So there's no way in the world they would accept that.
They seem so far apart, and then we see we hear about a counter from baseball that they're interested in playing a 50-game regular season, which seems completely absurd in return.
Well, it's almost like, okay, they won 14, and then, you know, like you said, MLB's talking about 50, so what's the compromise, 82? That's what MLB said in the first place.
Right.
They just don't want to do the full pro rata because of the 40% loss of revenue, which they have a right. It's right there in the agreement that, you know, if there's travel restrictions, if fans are allowed in a ballpark, we'll have good faith negotiations. So, you know, not always pulling a fast with anybody. So that's what baseball is doing. So I do believe, you know, we'll get a some kind of 82-game, you know, 81-game schedule. Maybe the players, you know, take less money, but they get more in the postseason, or, you know, get the full pro rata, but zero postseason money.
Bob, you've been covering this for a long time, obviously, so you've been through these things before, but, I mean, you just mentioned it. We're going to propose 114. You're going to propose 50. Eventually, we're going to get to 81 or 82. Like, why don't we just knock that one off the table? Right? Like, okay, that's where we're at. We're going to do 82 games, and then we can start focusing on the other things. Why do we have to be so far apart on the first proposal?
Yeah, it's just, you know, everybody plays games. It's been going on forever. You know, probably all unions, all negotiations, even free agency, right? You know, I'm sure they go through that before teams sign free agents. So they'll get it done. Both sides realize way too much to lose. It would crush a sport if there was no season. I mean, it took 13, 14 years to get the attendance back fully after the 94 World Series was canceled. But to cancel a season strictly because of finances, when 40 million Americans are out of work, the civil unrest, everything else, people would have just no appetite for baseball at all. I think they just turn their back to baseball. It would be done.
How much do you think just this, you know, the last 6 weeks has hurt baseball, that this is playing out in the media and playing out publicly?
I mean, I think it hurts the public part, you know, but we just start talking about the safe and healthy regulations just a couple weeks ago. And let's be honest, if they had a reached agreement right now, I'm not sure we could play baseball at stadiums. You know, a lot of municipalities haven't opened up yet. So, you know, and now with the civil unrest, you know, you're not playing games in downtowns right now. So I don't, you know, I think it hurts PR-wise, but I don't think it's hurt the timetable at all. I really don't.
We've heard people say that, hey, there are some owners who actually would be fine not having a season. Have you heard that? Do you believe that?
Well, I believe there are some owners. I'm sure there's players, too, that say I'm fine without it, you know. I don't need the money. Let me stay home with the family, and I don't want to risk any health issues. So I think on both sides. But I think when push comes to shove, I don't think there'll be a single owner that raises their hand and say, no, I'm voting no. I don't want a season. Yeah, it may cost more money now. Every team's going to lose money. But still, in the end, you know, you're looking out for the future of the sport. And the franchise is just going to keep escalating in value as well.